and welcome to The Talking Step. I'm John.
I'm Matt.
I'm Michael.
I'm Josh.
Oh my D, are my ears deceiving me? Are these sounds real? Or is this a new episode of The Talking Step?
What are you talking about, John? We've been recording episodes for years now.
Years and years, but guys,
wait,
you know
did you forget to upload them again?
I didn't.
Thanks for inviting me back, guys. I really appreciate
it. Yes, that is Josh's voice. Josh is back. It's a grand reunion. I'll tell you what happened, everybody. I saw, you know, I one day, you know, we're the podcast done. It's, you know, it's not around anymore. So, I was scrolling through Instagram, you know, I was like, what's become of this, you know, this Next Step world without the Talking Step.
Whatever happened to that Next Step show?
I don't know. And then I was looking through and I saw that they, in the current season, are doing a Christmas reunion show with all the old friends back. All the members of A-Trip.
Not everybody.
Well, yeah, I mean, but enough people,
all
though.
People
it was a good,
no.
It's good. Why are you immediately getting critical with it?
Listen.
We can't even get a Christmas reunion episode going.
If you're gonna do a reunion episode, you gotta go Endgame with that. You know what I'm saying?
You want to, like, they do a thing where it's like they erase half the members of the Next Step and then someone comes back?
No.
That would be cool.
Bring a couple of them back, you bring all of them back. You've got to pay some of that Disney money. If they could shell out all of the Avengers and then some, you could shell out for all those.
Josh, who is it missing that you wanted in there? Name five characters.
Name five characters, Josh, because I don't think you even remember.
Oh my god.
Well, to fill in the blank, you know what? Let's answer some questions first. Where have we been? And, you know, it's time to get real, folks. It's time to get real. We got canceled.
That's true.
We got canceled, you know? Well, not exactly. All right. So we got a little big for our britches, right? We all thought, me and, I remember me and you were thinking of maybe doing a movie career, you know? We were auditioning around, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I thought, why don't we open, you know, Talking Step up to, you know, like an IPO, you know? We opened up for, like, stock options, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
We had our own, like, Bitcoin, right?
We did. And then within minutes, we had a hostile takeover. And they canceled us, like, almost right off the bat.
So
they canceled
like
us right away.
Is this like pirate radio here? We're going off the...
No. Well, I'll tell you what happened. After that, we got acquired by a company called Compu Global Hyper MegaNet. They sort of wanted to restart the franchise. They wanted to do, like, a new reboot, right? So they started Talking Step the Next Generation, right? Where it was a bunch of, like, it was, I guess the plot line was it was our kids, right? That were doing a podcast, but it didn't really connect well, you know? It wasn't a lot of following areas. and then after that was also immediately canceled. Then followed by an all-women reboot, you know, sort of like a Ghostbusters vein, you know? And it got a lot of online flack, as you know. Josh, I believe you were one of the big trolls behind that, weren't you?
No.
Yeah, I think you were. I remember your username.
No,
and then after that, you won't believe it, I got a very, very complicated. We had three prequels. We don't talk about those. They're crazy prequels. And then there was a brief show that was on for a while that it was like there was a whole bunch of new Next Steppers and they fought crime. And I actually came back in that series as a sort of, you know, like the Power Rangers. And I sort of, like, dictated crimes for them to fight. Sort of, it was like a Power Rangers ripoff.
Like M?
Yeah. I was like, but I was a big floating skull in the sky. It didn't make a lick of sense.
Are these still podcasts?
Yeah, these were all podcasts, actually. That was the most confusing part.
You're going way too far for this podcast. For TV,
evidently, okay. So,
podcast.
Just recently, I don't know if you know this, but Family Channel launched its own streaming service called FanFlix. And if you don't know, if you can't find any of these things, you're not looking hard enough, by the way. if you're going online and thinking, what are they talking about? None of this is real.
They got Smart House.
Yeah, they know.
No, they don't know. Smart House is on Fanflix.
So Fanflix, the Family Channel streaming service, has commissioned us for one singular episode of a Christmas reunion show.
Wow.
We're right after Smart House.
It's a long way to go. Why do you keep saying Smart House? What is Smart House? Is that like Smart Guy?
No.
Are you thinking of Smart Guy?
Smart Guy?
No, but Smart Guy was amazing.
It was amazing, but what's Smart House?
Smart House was his Disney-produced movie back in the early 2000s about this family that moves into the Smart House. And the house kind of works against them. It did everything.
That's such a generic plot.
It cleaned the house for them. It, like, all the kids were having so much fun in it, and then it just turned against them.
Wait.
It wasn't a horror movie either.
It wasn't horror?
No,
it sounds like it's 2001 A Space Odyssey, but in a Smart House.
Yeah, but it was Smart House, and it was amazing.
That actually sounds good. You want to start a podcast about that show?
No, it's a movie. It's Smart House. You guys gotta watch Smart House.
I know what everyone else is wondering. Josh? Is that Josh from the first couple seasons of The Talking Sketch?
Hey, it's me, coming back like your...
He's like the Elfie of this
like
show.
Like the uncle who was uninvited
to yes.
Christmas and then somehow he's back. How did he come back? Nobody invited
him. A lot of people say, you know, guys, where's Josh? Why wasn't Josh in the last couple seasons?
I found
the
spare key
what happened
that
to
was
Josh?
Behind a fake rock and then I snuck into this podcast.
Well,
and everybody said... Why is he here? But they didn't have the gall to say, maybe you should leave, man. So,
I think
here
I
am.
I think
the point is you're here, and that's what matters.
I think Josh had a little too much juice.
A little too much eggnog.
A lot of people don't know this. Josh actually, the reason Josh left the show is he was given a spinoff. Josh moved to California, and it was about him trying to become an actor.
I was
in the same vein as Joey. Remember Joey when Friends ended?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty much the same as Joey. How'd that work out for you, Josh? How'd your spinoff go?
It didn't work out. Yeah, I did it for like a good 2 seasons.
Yeah?
And then and then I got canceled.
The Talking Step presents a
and
Josh
then I got
story.
And then I got canceled because apparently I'm nothing without the rest of you. But then again, you guys are nothing without me. So
that's
what
do you
true. Think
we,
about it?
We
what
also
do you think about it. We all bring something.
Yeah,
to
we
the
also
table
ended up
here.
Getting canceled. You know, maybe after this special with you in it. If we bring you back, maybe they'll let us do more episodes again.
I don't want to be too desperate, but I'll do anything.
I see that. I see is it true that you were working for a certain political administration recently?
Yeah, you know, like
it says here that you were the Secretary of Defense for like 2 months.
Yeah. So
till you got personally fired by the President of the United States.
See, like, people are taking the word nationalism to heights where they really shouldn't, you know? If you're a nationalist, that just means you love your country.
All right. Well, I can see why you were fired. And Matt, who was here the whole time.
Yes, I'm here.
you did a stint on Dancing with the Stars after we got canceled, right?
Yeah. Apparently, I broke the number one rule. The model.
I don't see anything wrong with that. Honestly, it's society.
And Michael, I hear you're working at a Staples Coffee Center.
Yeah.
As you know, I did a brief stint. I played the newest Bourne character in the new Bourne movie. It underperformed it immensely.
What was it called?
The Bourne Nothingness.
you shouldn't have been born.
It was called. We used to cut those jokes out.
I'll decide in post. It was a rocky road for all of us.
Try that again.
So, the next step said they were having a Christmas special, so
yeah.
I got the whole gang back together. Josh was doing a show in Vegas, I pulled him out of that.
Oh, magic tricks, I was really good at them, I
yeah,
promise.
You were doing like a nine-year stint there. That not many people sign up for a nine-year stint in Vegas, but...
Well, I just thought it was really interesting that you had to sign up for busking.
Well, you know, like, sometimes people just go out on the street and they take your spot and they just didn't sign up. So you have to run in there and you got to start, you know, throwing some of your props at them in order to do it. So sometimes I was running.
I think you're better off doing this for our show.
Are you sure I was really good at magic? You want to see? I mean, I could do
a little... And Matt, you were working, Oh, you were doing the con circuit, huh?
I had a record.
You're at Etobicoke Comic Con, which I didn't know was a thing.
Yeah, it was in the local church community center.
Oh, did you have a line up around the block?
It was pretty good. My favorite was when Marilyn brought her beautiful pot roast to the potluck.
Who's Marilyn?
Like, this is Comic Con.
Is this just some lady who was at the church?
Hey, this was Comic-Con, okay?
No. You're a slash my church's Christmas recital. Yeah,
man. It was Comic-Con. Henry Cavill was there.
Hello.
He's been on rough times since losing Superman.
It's hard for everybody out there. It's hard for us. All of our shows got canceled. My many, many spinoffs. Okay, so I guess, you know, that covers what we've been up to, you know. Oh yeah, and then I went and picked up Michael at the Staples Coffee Center. Your manager was okay with you taking the night off, right?
I think so.
I guess we'll find out.
We don't communicate well.
That's
or at all.
If you ever need any help or anything.
I'm fine.
Okay. I'm doing all right. So the Talking Step Christmas special, part two.
Wait, we're not talking about part one?
Do you remember what happened in part one of our Christmas special? No, we are Talking Step Christmas special. Remember we did one years earlier?
Yes.
I feel like...
Josh was in it, we did trivia.
Okay, wait, for real though. We did a part one?
Yeah, remember we did a Christmas special before?
And we never released it, so you're going to release them both?
No. Remember we did it? Remember that's when we fired Josh? Remember I did a radio play? I gathered you all here, you know, to come back and... if we get this show, going, Fanflix will sponsor us for more episodes, maybe a whole season. And maybe the fans could do a petition or something like they've done for so many other shows, but not us, huh?
Remember that when they started a petition to make us the official,
I do remember that now. Never mind, I take it back. There's been petitions. I withdraw all the statements.
There literally was a petition for us to be the official podcast.
I guess we can't just randomly say that we were canceled, right? With that warning. Yeah. When I thought it'd be a good idea, you know, we watch this Christmas special that they've put out, and we talk about it again, just like we old do, you know, just like old times. And just like the first time I tried to find the next step, it was nowhere to be found online. Absolutely nowhere. Until I realized that it's nowhere near anything Family Channel related, because guess what? The Next Step doesn't air on the Family Channel anymore, at least not new episodes.
Where does it air?
It airs on the children's BBC, if you can believe that.
The CBBC.
The CBBC. Which is very confusing, because here in Canada we have the CBC, so...
We have the BCCC, which is BCC Canada.
Okay, so on to the episode, all right? Just like let's forget all this, you know, crazy make-em-up. what's going on, you know? So we jump back immediately in, you know? I found this on the BBC. We throw it on this iPlayer thing. It's only available in England. I looked up what's on the Family Channel now, and you won't believe it. Supergirl. The Good Place. Wipeout.
On the Family Channel?
The Good Place. A beautiful, amazing show, but an existential nightmare.
For a family, yeah.
Yeah, I guess Family Channel has pivoted, you know? Okay. But this is the days of Disney Plus and Famflix.
Wait, is Famflix a real thing, or did you make that up? I can't tell anymore.
If you can't find Famflix, you're not looking hard enough, kids.
Right.
I think the craziest part, though, is... how after they had that party, the house cleaned itself up. It was amazing.
We're not talking about smart house anymore.
We're not. What are you going on about?
It was crazy.
So
that's the future.
So we put these on these episodes, and it immediately jumped us back to old times.
It was nostalgic.
We immediately saw stock footage. We hope it was Toronto, and it threw us up into the Christmas spirit. It reminded me though. It's called "It's a Wonderful Life," Piper, and not pointing fingers, not saying anything. But if you guys recall the. In our Christmas special, the play I wrote was "It's a Wonderful Life." Miss Kate. It was Miss Kate.
Miss
it's
Kate.
A Wonderful Life, or It's a Wonderful Kate, I believe.
That's right. We wrote, we did a "It's a Wonderful Life" Next Step parody. Didn't we?
Yeah, and it did almost follow the same beats. But here's the thing: we are not the only people to do a "It's a Wonderful Life" parody as a Christmas
special.
We're
the only ones to do the one for Next Step. I think they should be paying
I don't know if it's our intellectual property that we can really play with, so I don't think we have a real leg to stand on.
But once
and
again...
I think everyone and their grandma has made an It's a Wonderful Life parody. But that being said, I'm insulted and embarrassed. All right, so moving on. So we jump in. It is the Next Step Christmas party. Rickety Rochelle shows up. She's there. I guess she's still on A-Troop.
For context, we haven't been watching the show, so we're like... I mean, yes, we've been totally
You guys haven't been watching? I have. You guys haven't? I know Josh hasn't. I have.
I've been watching.
Yes.
But we're jumping in.
But you know what? We want to start in fresh as if... You know what? We feel like a lot of people maybe... You know, obviously, because people grow older. You know, I feel like a lot of people probably have latched from the show. You know? So we jumped into it the exact same way probably a lot of old fans did. Blind. And it was still an enjoyable experience. You know,
still because able to follow
it was just
well.
Chock-a-block filled with old characters, you know? Name them. How many new characters did we see immediately pop up? Like, first you start off with Rochelle saying, oh, bam, we got the Next Step Christmas party. And then, who walks in? Everybody.
Emily and Michelle and Eldon and Amanda and... Was Amanda... Yeah.
Amanda
Chloe.
Amanda, I'm still at Elite.
Yeah, I'm still at Elite. Chloe, Stephanie...
Chloe, friend of the show, Jenny Pappas, remember?
Yeah.
Did we mention Wes yet?
Yeah,
I was actually
surprised to see Wes.
Because as you know, he was in the box office breaking X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
Which Matt said it was the most recent X-Men film he has watched.
That is so true.
Because when you really think about it, that movie really was the last X-Men movie that came out, you know?
I have so
And
much
when
to
it comes
say.
Down to it, it was a movie.
We're going to look back one day... And that X-Men movie that
And say that that movie took place.
Yeah, it existed.
It existed. Mm-hmm. And? In color?
Yeah, full color.
Full color.
Double digital.
You know? Digital. And that girl from Game of Thrones was there. And moving on. Everyone else was on the show, despite their many new careers. I'm sort of loosely caught
Most
up.
Most of them probably
Some
Instagram
of them have
different
careers, I think. Some of them work as influencers, I believe. Some of them still do touring dance shows.
Who works as influencers?
I believe the girl who plays Amanda, she works as an influencer.
Okay.
Do you have...
Logan Favreau.
Yes. But it doesn't matter.
The girl who plays Emily is an influencer.
Well, I feel like she just has a big following.
And I'd say Victoria Bonacera is.
Oh, definitely.
Well, I feel like anyone with a big following on Instagram can be labeled an influencer. But I know that...
But she was specifically like Sloane, selling
fraud. The girl who plays Sloane and Brittany Raymond are in this cheerleader show. And same with Talia. Talia wasn't in this. You know what? First, let's name the characters who weren't in it. Talia.
Tiffany.
Daniel. Tiffany. Where's justice for these characters, people? Noah. Well, I hear he's in the new Disney's West Side Story.
Wow.
We're going to watch that.
When you're a jet, you're a jet. I hope it's on Disney Plus right away, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I mean Famflix.
Dear Officer Krupke, Krupp you.
That reminds me, Matt, you were working on a Nat Geo show called Swiss Facts.
Yes.
Tell us how that went during the interim when we were gone.
Well, the pitch was really interesting because most of the panel were from Switzerland.
Yeah.
And
Swiss people are from Switzerland?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, is this the old argument we got into?
So the Nat Geo people were pretty upset when they realized quite quickly that I made up most of my Swiss facts.
Yes, as everyone should know.
Yeah.
And we bring up those Swiss facts because Alfie was back for this episode and he played an integral role.
Oh, yeah, he was a Swiss prince, right?
Yeah, remember that was the whole bit?
That was the bit. I remember
I wasn't there for that part. I think I was kicked off before.
Okay, moving on. when everyone's there, you know, they're all a thing. And then they're doing they hired Eldon, who I guess works as a choreographer and a DJ, to...
Typical Eldon.
To,
High-strung.
Yeah. And he's very... Still very, you know, distant. Still very, you know, fuzzy-headed, just like old days. And he's putting together a choreography for the Nutcracker Christmas, which is always a good one because it's also public domain, just like your wonderful life.
For their 40th anniversary?
30th anniversary.
Oh, was it 30th?
Which I believe is once again a reference to our radio play in which we said that Miss Kate was in the first year of the Next Step or something
true.
Like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I wrote that radio play really fast. I think it took me like 40 minutes. I was like pounding that out. I was on a roll. So when everyone's back, you know, Piper, who we saw introduced right when we were leaving the show. Piper was introduced. She was thrown in as the new character, James's new sister, or James's sister. And evidently she has taken over the show as the lead character, I believe now. Roughly, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it seems that way.
So, she feels self-conscious because she doesn't have a lead solo, or her solo is in question.
No. She has the solo she wants to practice
for. Right, yes. But the point is that it harkens back, all the way back to those early first season anxieties. And, typical of a Christmas show, she feels neglected, you know, she doesn't even get a gift in Secret Santa, which is all a numbers thing, right? It's all about the math, right, when it comes to Secret
Santa. They have, champagne-less champagne glasses until...
They pour, well, they don't pour the champagne, but they have the glasses, and that's what matters.
they did pour it eventually, Matt.
No, I didn't see him pour it.
Yeah, they did.
Really?
They poured it.
And there was, like, sparkling apple cider or something?
Alfie came in with the...
Right. Well, that was at the end of the thing, though, I thought.
That was at that point, too, yeah.
While all this is going on, Piper feels neglected, and it's both it's like It's a Wonderful Life plus It's a Christmas Story plus It's a Home Alone, all mashed up together, and she's like sort of wishes that she wasn't there slash wishes she never went to the next step, wishes everyone was gone, you know, the whole thing, the whole Christmas shebang.
Yeah.
And she wakes up in a world where she never went to the next step. And it is a dark Twilight Zone reality.
And somehow Giselle is the...
ghost of Christmas
Giselle
past.
Giselle would be the ghost.
She's the guidance through the spirit.
The angel person. But yes. So I immediately assumed that her character was dead.
Yes, as one is to do, we assume the character's a ghost. Because Giselle had yet to show up in the thing.
Yeah, so we just assumed her character was
you
dead.
You know what? Similar to us, I would have liked when these old characters show up that they randomly throw out some random fun fact of what they did, you know? What they were doing in the meantime, like us. But whatever. It goes as you would expect. We were a little, you know, there was little bumps and bruises when we didn't, you know, some lost characters. But, you know,
Wait, talking about just not knowing what character is who?
Certain characters, it turns out, the thesis of this is that Piper, you know, she's integral to all these plot lines over the seasons, right? So her not being at the next step has a detrimental effect on the whole thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of it, Mark?
I thought that It was interesting to me to see Piper freaking out and, like, the same kind of anxieties, like you said before. Like, how it harkened back all the way to the original next step. I thought that was pretty interesting. But ultimately, I don't know where I'm going with this.
It's like, what is he going for here?
What are your thoughts, Michael?
I really like that she had, like, a specific list of things she had to do. She had to convince all these different characters that they used to and still do love dance.
Right.
And so she had to go. I was excited for her to kind of connect with each character, well, but then I realized that there was only like half an hour left. So she could only do it with like five characters,
yes.
And then the rest just kind of joined.
Well, we
in.
See, you know, Emily and Michelle are working at a coffee shop called The Next Steep, or a tea shop called The Next Steep, which is, of course, a genius name.
Amazing.
You know? Evidently, I guess that's maybe what they were doing, and they were never encouraged to become managers of
And then James is a janitor.
Yeah, I found that, you know, a little cliche, but you know, I didn't know they thought so lowly of the janitor, but I guess so.
It's weird how James had to be a janitor and clean up that whole place, where in Smart House, that whole place could clean up itself, technically. It was amazing.
Was Smart House a Christmas movie, Josh, or?
No, absolutely not. It was just a genius movie.
So I guess if this was A Christmas Carol instead
right.
of It's a Wonderful Life,
yeah,
would James have been Tiny Tim?
Well, he wasn't really crippled. I mean, who did seem crippled was Piper.
Piper, which was all
evident. I don't know if they explained that maybe Piper used to be very clumsy, and then when she learned better coordination.
Listen,
when she dances.
James was crippled with anxiety.
True. You know what I would have liked? Like, I'm going to be honest. Here's what I was pitching as a Christmas special, okay?
Okay.
Here's, we use Alfie as the rich guy buying the studio, which I thought was really cool, right?
Yeah.
Except instead we flip it. It's like Die Hard, all right? So there at the Christmas party, Alfie comes in. He's the Hans Gruber. And he's saying, I am coming to take over the, well, I don't know how he talks. Swedish, you know.
And then,
I'm coming over to take over the thing, and then Piper has to crawl through the vents, take out all the henchmen, and therefore
then,
save Christmas.
And then the penultimate scene is she has to dance.
Yes.
In the dance studio. But there was a big gunfight earlier where all the glass from the college got shattered. And she has to dance on glass.
Yes.
She's...
And they play that song?
Yeah.
The Dancing song. On Broken Glass?
Yeah.
Now that's... They should have just hired us.
Now that's Christmas.
Well, they did have some new music in this. I did like that. You know, some Christmas jams. I believe they're
and
up on YouTube.
There's also a really awesome Christmas version of Coming Home, which was the season 2 music.
Yes.
I'm coming home. It's copyright. You can't sing it.
Sorry. Right. Unlike our show, which is owned by FamFlix, your best choice for movies and TV shows / sometimes a podcast. For some reason, a podcast. Do you think, they're like, if you were in Piper's shoes, would you have done the same thing, or would you have just enjoyed the moment, you know? Probably, you know, like, ran around the place, you know, be like, you know, like, you know, maybe she should have sort of, maybe tried to stop some past events from happening, you know, some atrocities.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't see Piper even once mention, like, maybe, like, stopping a mass shooting or something.
She could have stopped Chris from leaving. Remember Chris?
Oh, right, Chris! Chris wasn't there. Hashtag, where's Chris? Hashtag, where's Tiffany? Hashtag, where's the other one?
Phoebe.
Hashtag, Daniel.
Hashtag, where's Mitch?
Who's Mitch?
Mitch McConnell. Where is he? He's definitely not looking out for the interests of his own country.
Oh, right. We're doing politics again. I don't want the death threats this time, Josh.
This time.
We got way too many after Matt's thing about Swiss facts.
Have we gotten to the point...
Yeah, Josh worked for a certain presidential administration.
I got fired.
He kept it subtle.
Yeah.
Okay. I got fired.
Well, Josh, I'm going to need you to take off that red Make America Something hat again.
Well, it's got to be something. I don't know.
It's got to be something.
It's not there.
It
Speaking of America, where is Talking Step located? Is it in Canada? Is it in the U.S.?
Regularly we're located in Canada, but today we're in the North Pole. Santa gave us his studio. Or, I mean, we're in the Family Flix studio. FamFlix.
The show, not the talk. The
you said the talking
step.
The next step, it's in ambiguous Toronto, remember?
Yeah. Remember, we've had long discussions.
Like every single movie where they think it's in New York, but it's actually in Vancouver.
Yeah, but, you know, remember in Scott Pilgrim? It took place in Toronto and actually filmed in Toronto. It was really cool.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember I was in Toronto while that was being filmed.
Nope, no, you weren't. That's impossible.
Yeah, I was.
That was like 2006. We knew you. You were not in Toronto.
Visited.
That wasn't in 2006. 2006 is when Smart House came out.
But there is no way that I've never even seen Smart House, and I know it didn't come out in 2006.
Let's look it up on IMDb.
You're saying they ripped off 2001: Space Odyssey like 40 years afterwards?
Yeah,
hey, Josh,
did.
Don't lie to us. You don't have to look it up on IMDb.
Let
it's
me
on
look
your
it up.
Page.
Smart House. It was 1999. I'm sorry. It was a good movie. Look at
this. So dumb.
Look at this. Look at the poster.
Oh my god. I love Kathy Sigal.
I don't think that was her. Is that?
That's Kathy Sigal.
Did you know that Smart House was directed by LeVar Burton?
What? Really?
Yeah.
No f***ing way.
It says it right here on IMDb.
That can't be true.
LeVar Burton, you...
I take it back. Did he think he directed it straight through his visor?
LeVar Burton is the Reading Rainbow guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a look. It's in a book. Reading Rainbow.
Yeah, you've all been sick.
You're here, I'm here. Reading
Rainbow. And back to the talking stuff.
Did we take a commercial break or something?
So, when Piper realizes that the whole place is in disarray and the life she's affected, she takes it upon herself to join everyone back together. You know, she teaches people the spirit of dancing again. She gets... Michelle and Emily to teach her moves, because I guess she's clumsy. And Emily is immediately nasty to her, so I guess Emily has had some character development, but lightly.
And John, we were this close. You can't see my hand right now because this is an audio podcast.
Yeah,
we were this close.
A finger apart.
We were this close to a Riley James dance to their with their original music.
We were. But we had some great flash routes. We had some
they
great
stuff. Edged us.
I honestly thought you were going to say they were this close to regionals. They were this close. They didn't even mention regionals or internationals or anything.
Well, regionals are right around the corner.
They are right around the corner. That's what they don't realize. So through the spirit of Christmas and through the spirit of dance, she gets the whole gang back together. You know, she saves it from being sold to Alfie, who is going to turn it into some luxury condominiums. I would imagine they'd be quite small condominiums because it is just one studio room.
I think that was the best aspect of this. These episodes was capitalist Alfie.
Yes, of course. That is of course what I thought would happen to Alfie. You know, that's my headcanon. Alfie becomes a rampant industrialist
with a sweet man bun.
How on a, forget rating the episode on a scale of 1 to 10? How would you rank the man bun, Matt?
7.
Michael.
10.
Josh.
6.
11. You're all wrong. And, you know, I felt the warmth of Christmas. We're in a rush today because, you know, Josh needs to get back to his hard life. We're on his Vegas show. Matt, his Nat Geographic show. And
I have to restock some shelves.
Right, at Kinko's? Or?
Staples.
Kinko's.
Right. I'm joining Matt at the concert.
Okay.
I'm actually helping clean up the tables. There's a small chance, Fanflex won't, you know, pick us up from our episodes. I was wondering if you guys wanted to, like, relay any messages you want to leave for, our listeners, you know, in case, you know, it's a long time since they hear from us again. Keep in mind, when I asked Josh, you know, hey, Josh, you know, I know we had some dark times in the past, but I want you to come back. And Josh looked at me and he said, I forget what you're talking about. What was that? And I said, Josh, we're doing a Christmas special for our listeners for the Talking Step.
I honestly didn't remember.
And Josh said, "Do you think they would care?"
I suggested, why don't we just start a whole new podcast where we just talk about HBO Succession, you know? But
anything better than Smart House? So Josh, do you have anything to say to our do you have anything to say to our listeners? Any Christmas greetings, Christmas, you know, hellos, you know, Christmas, you know. Keep your head up, you know, something like that.
I'm not going to mention Smart House.
Well, there's the reason why you were fired. All right, Michael. Do you have any Christmas greetings and a nice little send-off for our listeners, our loyal listeners who may be back? This may be new people. This may be new preteens who dislike us. This may be people who are in college now who listened to us when they were kids. And they're like, oh my goodness, I remember listening to these guys. They weren't funny.
I would say to all of our old listeners who have rediscovered this episode and are kind of taking a trip down memory lane with us, I just have two important words to say that I think really resonate with all the fans out there. And, you know, it's something that you can take into your everyday life. It's something to pull you out of the deepest, darkest moments. And I think we all know what I'm about to say, so just say it with me. 3, 2, 1. Stand
up! Smarthouse.
Stick on the ice.
Okay.
Okay, Matt! Matt, do you have any send-outs to give? It's a little Merry Christmas greeting. I didn't know Michael was going to lead into an ending there.
We did not see eye to eye on that.
I didn't know where anyone was going with that
one. None of our values are aligned at all.
If whoever you're attracted to doesn't find you handsome, they should at least find you handsome.
I didn't... That wasn't either Christmas or Talking/Next Step related.
But it was red-green, which is the colors of Christmas, so it passes.
Thank you.
It is a Canadian show.
I was hoping someone would pick
it up. Oh, okay. That. Yeah, I guess, yeah. Well, we're not in Canada anymore. We're airing on the CBBC. Well, I want to say, you know, Merry Christmas to everyone. I don't think any of you guys said that. Merry Christmas to everyone out there, or Happy Christmas, as they say in England. It was great to be back. It's great to get the whole gang together, and I'd like to thank the Next Step and, you know, whichever production studio is making it now for the CBBC. I hope it's the same people, and you guys did a great job, as always, and thank you for doing a quick reunion, and so we can throw together this slapdash reunion episode.
Yeah.
I think this would be the perfect time, you know, lead into, you know, a nice final, you know, Christmas, you know, of tagline or what we do at the end, you know, step into Christmas. No.
Dance.
Stand up. Christmas. Talk your step off.
Yeah, talk your step off was.
Yeah, but you guys didn't like that one before. Oh, yeah, this is the where we usually end up arguing into it, but maybe now we could actually come to like a final agreement.
Let's make a final one. What's the actual tagline of our show that we?
Well, I was really thinking.